This is the Excellent Reception Podcast.
Hey, it's good to have you back. I'm your host, Little Dave, and welcome to another episode of Excellent Reception. This is the podcast where we talk about timeless music and why it's so amazing. I think you're going to enjoy the episode we have in store for you today. Before we get started, make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and wherever else podcasts are available. Please take the time to leave a review. These help push up our rankings in the podcast charts so more people can discover Excellent Reception. The year 2017 has been a shock to the system. All of these major political and social shifts that we have witnessed have left us constantly stressed out, but fighting for what is right. The masses have been in need of a source of self-care, and music has been there. The music of 2017 has been beautiful, adventurous, globally minded, and hinting at new things to come in the future. Huge releases from artists like Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Thundercat, Jay-Z, and Tyler, the Creator, all show them maturing as artists and taking their sound to the next level. It would take a long time for me to list all of the great musical releases of 2017. Instead, I want to talk about a few albums from the past year that really stand out, but you might have missed them. On this episode of Excellent Reception, I'm going to talk about music from Charlotte Dos Santos, Mr. Jukes, Gabriel Garzon Montano, Lord Echo, Steve Lacy, Sampha, Vince Staples, Shigeto, Calvin Harris, and Nick Hakim, as well as a special bonus.
Excellent Reception.
When I heard Cleo, the debut album from Norwegian vocalist Charlotte Dos Santos, I was taken back by the beauty and intricacies of what played. Charlotte makes soulful down-tempo music, which evokes the vocal magic you get from a Minnie Riperton slow groover and the lo-fi thump of a Mad Lib instrumental. Her voice alone is the source of most of the album's majestic feel. She flawlessly sings these delicate honey-coated notes with little effort, and she experiments with expressing herself with cadences that reflect vocal stylings heard on old records. The best example of this can be heard on It's Over Now, Bobby, which has Charlotte singing over a jazzy mambo track. It sounds as if this song came right from the late 50s Latin jazz era. All of the music on this album has this warm vintage feel, but there are hints that it was created using modern music making techniques like sampling and programming drum machines. On the surface, this is just another album of bedroom hip hop beats with an R&B singer on top. But if you look closer, you will see that Charlotte has created something highly conceptual and unlike anything else out today. Let's listen to King of Hearts by Charlotte Dos Santos.
You think you know what you want, but you don't. You think you know how to love, but you don't. Is that really what you call art? You are the selfish one.
seemingly appearing out of nowhere. Mr. Juke's album, God First, was one of the biggest surprises of 2017. Mr. Juke's is the alias of Jack Steadman, the lead singer of British indie band Bombay Bicycle Club. This album is a huge departure from the music he was making before. The Mr. Juke sound is based in classic soul, funk, and jazz, but it has strong influences from sample-heavy hip-hop and electronic music. The birth of this album is quite unusual. Shortly after the band broke up, Jack came up with a pretty unique plan to take a step away from everything and work on music. He worked out a situation where he could live aboard a cargo ship for 2 weeks as it traveled from Shanghai to the west coast of Canada. He spent all that time locked away, writing songs, making beats, and creating demos. The raw songs were later finished off by adding all sorts of instrumentation, like pianos, guitars, horns, and a full string section. Even though Jack's vocals are present on pretty much every song, he mostly takes a step back to give some shine to his astonishing lineup of special guest vocalists, which include the late Charles Bradley, Layla Hathaway, Leanne LaHavas, or De La Soul, and many more. Now here is Mr. Juke's with a song called Grant Green, featuring Charles Bradley.
This is the Excellent Reception Podcast.
When you listen to Hardeen, the debut album by Brooklyn-bred multi-instrumentalist and singer Gabriel Garzon Montano, you find yourself pulled into a carefully crafted world of music. Every song is painted from the same color palette of sounds, which helps to maintain a strong consistency throughout the album. While the tracks may be cut from the same cloth, each song has a completely different mood and feeling. The instruments all play off of each other in a free-flowing yet highly organized fashion as they dip into rhythmic variations that hint at influences stemming from jazz, hip-hop, and even cumbia. Much like how Pharrell and Chad of the Neptunes developed their signature sound, Gabriel has successfully found his own specific style. That's no easy feat to pull off. The story of Jardine goes back to his independent release, Bisin Ama de Huela. On the 6-song EP, there was a piano-driven slow jam called 6-8. Canadian producer Noah Forty decided to sample this for the song Jungle from Drake's If You're Reading This, It's Too Late album.
She says you're my everything. I love you through everything. I done did everything to her. She forgave me for everything.
Rumor has it that Drake was actually introduced to Gabrielle's music through Zoe Kravitz, the daughter of rock star Lenny Kravitz. Once the royalty checks started flowing in, Gabrielle decided to pursue recording a proper full-length album, using his new income stream to fund his studio time. Let's listen to Bomba Fabrica by Gabrielle Garzon Montano.
Something in the wind. It tastes so sweet. Time to eat again. A peach bite melody. Mama made it rain. Milk and blood. So the funk is on 10. Never mind enough. I glow for you. I'm in the silo. Silo. Oh my God, brought the sea of ponies gone. We get so like trampoline. Bobo Bobby got on the road. Get down gently, gently down the stream as I roll. Eyes blink open and I see all my little thoughts in a row. Nice is when I dream. I go, go, go. The purple clouds and tint float by my window. Cup them in my palms. And my Play-Doh make a cherry bomb. And set them back afloat. Silo, I glow for you. I'm in the silo. Oh my God,
brought the sea of ponies gone. We get some like trampolines. Bumble Bobby got on the road. Get down, Jeffy. Gently down the stream.
Excellent reception.
You can never go wrong with an album from music maker Lord Echo. You are always guaranteed a collection of feel-good, laid-back tunes that dabble in the earthy vibe of dub reggae and the gritty rhythms of Afrobeat. This year, he dropped the third album in a series of stellar releases called Harmonies. One thing you'll notice on this album is that most of the songs have singers. It features some really wonderful collaborations from his regular contributors, like Toby Lang of the Black Seeds and Lisa Tomlins, who you'll hear singing a chilled out cover version of the OJ's disco anthem, I Love Music. Most notably, Lord Echo spends a large portion of the album working with fellow Kiwi and vocalist Mara TK, who is best known as the frontman of the electronic R&B band Electric Wire Hustle. Mara's free-spirited crooning balances perfectly with Lord Echo's instrumentation. Hopefully, we'll hear more combined efforts from these two in the future. Here is Lord Echo with Just Do You, featuring Mara TK.
Excellent Reception Podcast.
Earlier in 2017, some of the members of the Odd Future affiliated band, The Internet, took time to release their own individual projects. The lead singer, Sid, released a solo album called Finn, which showed off her songwriting and production skills, as well as paired her with some other amazing music makers.
Drowning in doubt and frustration. Can't sleep cause I'm anxious. Counting sheep and all.
Matt Martians released The Drum Chord Theory, an album of experiments and funk that give you a glimpse into his world of studio wizardry. Last but not least, the newest and youngest member of The Internet, Steve Lacy, put out a short project of amazing songs called Steve Lacy's Demo, which happens to be my favorite of the three. At only about 13 minutes in length, Steve Lacy's demo is short and sweet, but the songs are so catchy that you'll be playing it on repeat for hours. Steve approached making this project with a completely DIY aesthetic. He sings and plays every instrument, guitar, bass, drums, keys, and more. And instead of relying on high-end studio gear, he recorded the majority of this release by using the GarageBand app on his iPhone. The songs are simple, but they are filled with such strong melodic content and raw soulfulness that you'll be wishing for more. All of these projects got me excited for the music that the internet as a whole will be making once they get back in the studio together. But for now, let's listen to Dark Red by Steve Lacy.
Something bad is about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave me. Don't you give me up. Way I don't know, maybe I think of her so much it drives me crazy. I just don't want her to leave me.
Since capturing the attention of the world with his standout contributions to Subtract's debut album, South London vocalist Sampha has been one to watch. He's one of those artists that have developed a truly unique sound. His voice is full of emotion and is fearlessly pushed to places where it begins to crack. His songs are constructed in a way that they work well with the complex beat-driven arrangement, but sound just as good performed acoustically, with only a piano. Sampha's debut album, titled Process, makes use of all of his strengths and builds them up into huge orchestrations. Produced by Sampha and Rodad McDonald, the album plays with the power of nuance. There are all these special details and complex textures to be found in even the most bare-bones tracks on the album. With its use of swelling synthesizers, swirling arpeggiated melodies, and scattered drum programming, the project has a sonic palette that pushes Sampha's piano-based songs into electronic territory. One of my favorite tracks off the album is Cora Sings, which actually features the sound of a West African instrument called a kora. It's a string instrument that is almost like a cross between a lute and a harp. Let's listen to it now. Sampha, Bakora Sings.
This is the Excellent Reception Podcast.
There's no one here for miles. It's just me in the burning sun. It's just me, myself and my gun, remembering the times. Oh, grapes on the vines. But with family I don't have the time to be questioning why. A mother needs a son, so she needs dad. We don't have to talk, I just need you here. But if you go away, please don't disappear. The heat is making light of a happy year. I really hope there's rainfall. My hands together looking at the stars. How strong you are.
A lot of artists took big chances with their music this year. One of the riskiest releases of 2017 was rapper Vince Staples' album, Big Fish Theory. Staples put together a forward-thinking album that showed off the influences of his world travels. Instead of rhyming over your standard hip-hop or trap beats, he explores his interest in experimental electronic dance music. The album is packed full of hard-hitting sub-bass and industrial drum beats that make references to UK garage, Chicago juke, and the darker sides of rave music. Vince pulled together a team of underground heavyweights like Sophie, GTA, Flume, and even Justin Vernon, also known as Bon Iver, to help bring his futuristic vision to life. These massive bass-heavy beats create an epic and adventurous platform for Vince Staples to drop some of his most sobering and politically lyrical content with manic urgency. My favorite song from Big Fish Theory, 745, happens to be one of the calmer moments on the project. 745 is produced by Jimmy Edgar, who is best known for creating electro-funk escapades that dabble in analog electronica and modular synthesis. Together, Jimmy and Vince create a musical soundscape that evokes the mood of late-night drives through the empty streets of downtown Los Angeles. Here is Vince Staples with 745.
I'm in that 745. Hope I can come scoop you up round 745. Slide round with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Looked into my eyes and told me, Daddy, show you right. 745, 745. Hope I can come scoop you up round 745. Slide round with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look me in my eyes and told me, Daddy, show you right. 745. All my life, man, I want fast cars, NASCARs. All my life, I want runway stars, Kate Moss. All my life, I want waves at my front door. No green grass, no porch, I just want seashores. All my life, pretty women done told me lies. All my life, pretty women done told me lies. All my life, pretty women done told me lies.
Tell me lies, tell me lies.
I'm in that 745. Hope I can come scoop you up round 745. Slide round with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look into my eyes and told me, Daddy, show you right. 745. 745. Hope I can come scoop you up round 745. Slide round with my drop top up or down, you down the ride. Look me in my eyes and told me, Daddy, show you right. 745.
You're listening to Excellent Reception.
Detroit, the Motor City, is the birthplace to some of the most important musical movements in America, like the Motown sound, techno, and more. There's just something special about the culture and the atmosphere of this city that inspires its artists to make music that couldn't come from anywhere else. On the album The New Monday by Michigan native Shigeto, every song is soaked and dripping wet with those distinct trademarks of the Motor City sound. Shigeto is an electronic producer and drummer known for creating very experimental yet soulful music that is almost uncategorizable, but bears a resemblance to the hip-hop, jazz, and techno he was influenced by. The New Monday was born out of the recording sessions he had once he moved to Detroit after almost a decade of living in Brooklyn and London. While his older projects were very abstract, this album is much more digestible for the masses, with its beat-driven, dance-floor-focused sound. The album nimbly jumps around from jazzy Moody Man-style deep house to left-field battle rap to gritty ghetto tech beats. The song that stands out to me the most is There's a Vibe Tonight, which features the vocals of Kalina Zanders. The song is driven by a four-on-the-floor rhythm and sexy keyboard work from a Fender Rhodes piano, while well-placed sprinkles of Kalina's voice play throughout. The whole song sits atop a mysterious vocal sample that reminds us over and over that there's a vibe tonight. Here is There's a Vibe Tonight by Shigeto.
There's a vibe tonight. 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 It's about to land.
There's a vibe.
This is the Excellent Reception Podcast.
When most people think of Calvin Harris, they think of the guy who constantly ends up at the top of the Forbes highest paid DJs list, or the multi-platinum producer behind hit songs like We Fell in Love in a Hopeless Place with Rihanna. But there are many of us who remember him before he was a big name EDM producer. On his 2007 debut album, I Created Disco, he was making pop-infused new disco and electro music that was quirky and fun as hell. He produced all of the music, played all of the instruments, and performed all of the vocals. Let's listen real quick to Neon Rocks from that album.
Sparking up my neon rocks. Pulling out inside pink socks. Sorry, 'cause I'm already home. I'll get rid of this on my own.
10 years later, Harris returns to his roots of making funk-filled tunes on his latest album, Funk Wave Bounces. Calvin takes on the feel-good grooves of 80s R&B and boogie funk, as well as mixes in techniques heard from modern producers like K-Tronada and Pomo. For vocals, he raided his contacts to get a group of currently popular rap, R&B, and pop artists on these tracks. People like Young Thug, Migos, Nicki Minaj, Drom, Katy Perry, and many more all contribute to this album. It's a really weird dynamic that happens between these artists and the music. There's definitely moments where it fails, but overall, this album is just a great listen, and more importantly, it's so much fun. Here is Calvin Harris with Rolling, featuring Khalid and Future.
Excellent reception.
And some Oscars, they deserve whammies, they imposters. I be rolling with my project homies, it's a vibe. I just did some feels with the homie, it's a vibe. Been on over sweat ties, it's a vibe. Yeah. I gone through with strippers and some shotters. I gotta accept that I'm a monster. I pull up in several different options. That all but most of them came topless. I shattered your dreams with this cream I make. Gotta be on codeine to think of shit I say. I can't feel my toes, but ain't gon' fold up. I was in the double law when I rolled up.
I've been rolling on the freeway. I've been riding 85. I've been thinking way too much. And I'm way too gonna drive. I got anger in my chest. I got millions on my mind. And you didn't fit the picture, so I guess you want the vibe. I've been rolling on the freeway. I've been riding 85. I've been thinking way too much. And I'm way too gonna drive. I got anger in my chest. I got millions on my mind. And you didn't fit the picture, so I guess you want the vibe.
When it comes to listing the best albums of 2017, the first thing that came to my mind is Nick Hakim's full-length debut, Green Twins. It's simply a collection of gorgeous songs done with raspy vocals and grimy rhythms. But I already sung my praises of this album on a previous episode of Excellent Reception, so I'll keep this short. Let's just listen to one of the singles from the album. Here is Nick Hakim with Roller Skates.
Reception Podcast.
As a bonus, I wanted to talk real quick about an album that came out at the tail end of 2016, but it was in heavy rotation for the early part of 2017. Childish Gambino's Awaken My Love. While not giving us anything completely brand new, rapper slash actor Donald Glover, also known as Childish Gambino, gave us a perfectly reconstructed look back at what we've been missing in modern music. His third album, Awaken My Love, took a departure from the hip-hop-fueled sound of his previous work in order to dig deep into the sounds of 1970s psychedelic funk and soul. Listening to the album, you can easily spot the references, from the music of Sly and the Family Stone to Parliament Funkadelic. Glover and his frequent collaborator, Swedish multi-instrumentalist Ludwig Göransson, took on an ambitious challenge to faithfully recreate the sounds that inspired them and give them a present-day twist. I'm sure by now you've heard the song Redbone, but this album has so many more gems. My personal favorite is still the lead single, Me and Your Mama. Let's listen to it now. Thank you once again for tuning into Excellent Reception. If you love what we're doing here, please spread the word to other music lovers you know. Make sure you check us out at excellentreception.com. And if you haven't done it yet, please subscribe to the podcast so you can be the first to hear new episodes. Also, you can listen to my broadcast radio show, Eavesdrop Radio, in Philadelphia every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. on WKDU 91.7 FM or streaming live online at wkdu.org. So until next time, this is your host, Little Dave, signing off for Excellent Reception, where we're always coming in loud and clear with the sounds that you need to hear.
Excellent Reception.